Lord, we give you thanks and praise for this solemnity, the Epiphany, and a reminder that you are good and kind and you desire that all people come to a saving knowledge of your truth. Help us in our own individual lives to reveal your love and kindness and your plan of salvation for all the people around us, and to do so in the power of the Holy Spirit. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. Well, I may have a little problem with my voice, but I'm excited to be with you this evening to share a few words about the importance of the Epiphany, the solemnity of the Epiphany, and just have a few points I'd like to make. The first thing is that, you know, in the human heart, there's a desire for truth, and many of us are born into different cultures and ways of life and so forth, but in our hearts, we yearn for the truth that sets us free. And so today is a reminder about that truth is in people's hearts. And so these three strangers who came from the East, you know, they weren't from the Jewish religion, so they wouldn't have had all the insights into the birth of the Messiah and everything. But they obviously had a seeking heart inside of them. And they were willing to make this incredible journey to find the truth that sets us free, Jesus Christ and his birth. And so they set out on this journey. And when we're willing to make a journey and to go outside of our own comfort zone to find our faith and to find the Lord, we too are blessed just like the Magi were in finding Jesus. And this is a little insight from Pope Benedict about the Epiphany. Before they could worship the child in Bethlehem, the Magi had to undertake a lengthy journey. Matthew tells us that in those days, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem saying, "Where is he who has been born King of the Jews? For we've seen a star in the east and have come to worship him." A journey always involves a transformation, a change. After a journey, we are no longer the same. There is always something new about those who have made a journey. They have learned new things, encountered new people and situations, and found inner strength amid the hardships and risks they met along the way. No one worships the Lord without first experiencing the interior growth that comes from embarking on a journey. So we're all on this spiritual journey to find Jesus and to increase our love for him and his ability through the grace of the Holy Spirit to shine through us and help other people come to a saving knowledge of the truth. And sometimes the journey is hard and the miles seem like, oh, I can't walk another step. But the Holy Spirit gives us the grace and strength to continue our journey. And I think in our Catholic Church today, we've become very accustomed to being sacramentalized. So we run people through the sacraments and just assume that interiorly in their heart, they've made a commitment to Jesus Christ, accepted him, and want to walk with him. And I think that's very naive. I know I'm naive. My brother always reminds me of that. "You're very naive, Jim." My dad did too. But when it comes to faith, I'm not naive. I've been a priest 26 years, and I've seen how we can just run people through the sacraments and never talk to them about, have you experienced Jesus Christ in your life? Do you love him? Do you know the power of the Holy Spirit? We just don't go on those deeper levels and ask those kind of questions. And so, like confirmation last year, it was a disaster. I mean, the people were not participating. They weren't smiling. They didn't even say the response when the bishop said, "Peace be with you." It's like, why are you here? What are you seeking? Or are you just doing this because your parents are asking you to do this? And I think we kind of created a system of compromise in the Catholic Church where we just run people to the sacraments, but they haven't had that journey to the manger and really accepted Jesus as the Lord and Savior. And now we're seeing the fruits of that, the fallout of that. People don't come to Mass. They don't come to confession. Our church is dying. And the Lord is saying, "I've not given up on you. Have you given up on me?" What's your response to that? Have we given up on the Lord? No way. So we need to ask the Holy Spirit to help us, not go into a spirit of despair or shame and say, "Okay, we're in this place right now, Lord. Help us get out of it. Help us to come to rediscover the truth that sets us free. That you came, you sent your son to save us from our sins. We need to worship him, come to Mass and celebrate what he did for us on Calvary and experience the grace and joy of life in the Holy Spirit." But we're in a bad place right now. But but nothing is impossible with God. I just said that to somebody yesterday. Somebody came to me yesterday after my horrible voice and Mass and First Friday devotions and everything, and this gentleman wanted to stop Tomar drinking and going to the casino. And he asked to sign a card, so he wanted to sign a card saying, "This is my commitment to the Lord. Please pray for me." And I signed the card. I said, "In Christ, Padre Jim, Jaime in Spanish." You have to get phlegm in your voice to do that. But I thought, what a wonderful sign that this person's willing to change his life and wants to be renewed in the power of the Holy Spirit. And God is like, thumbs up. Amen. God just loves when we have a repentant heart and want to come back to Him and ask Him for our help, for His help in our lives. And even with the difficulties we experience in life, I was pretty naive until I got in the seminary about how many divisions there are in the church and people who don't teach the truth of the Catholic faith and all the politics and corruption that exists and so forth. And I've had a lot of experiences of that. But God still provided a way, even though Herod was lying and said, "Oh, tell me where he is so I can bring him homage too," when his secret intention was to destroy the child, to kill him, and we had the slaughter of the innocents. Horrible scene in the Bible where the 2 years and under, they killed everyone who was a male. And so we too have spiritual warfare, but God still provided a way. And that's a sign of hope for us, that even in the difficulties we have right now in our own lives, in our church, in our world, God is going to provide for us exceedingly and abundantly according to His riches and glory. Amen? But it's not an easy journey. So we need to pray for the strengthening of the Holy Spirit to strengthen us in our inner selves, to continue this journey, and to be grateful for all the blessings He provided for us. I myself am leaving tomorrow, I told you earlier today, at 5 a.m. for a retreat. I've had a very difficult year with my dad dying and just a number of other things that have happened, and now our partners in the gospel and what's going to happen to St. Thomas Parish. I mean, I'm just as anxious as you are about the future of our parish. And you guys are wonderful people. I don't say that enough. You're wonderful people. Thank you for your love and dedication to the Lord and being part of this parish community. Thank you. But I'm going away for 5 days of intense retreat to kind of get some new vision and healing for things. And I have great expectations. And I can tell you this, God has never disappointed me. It doesn't always work out the way I think it's going to work out, but He always has some blessing for me when I go away for a retreat. So I appreciate your prayers. I'm praying for you as well. And God is going to take care of us. He's a faithful God. But things are pretty crazy right now in the world and in our church. We just have to trust in Jesus. My watch. Jesus, I trust in you. Divine mercy. Jesus, I trust in you. Amen?
Amen.
Heavenly Father, we give you thanks and praise for the solemnity of the Epiphany. Open our hearts to the grace of your love and kindness. And help us to trust in you through all the beautiful times we're going to experience and the difficult times we're going to experience in this next year. We thank you and praise you for your faithfulness, and we ask in a very special way for the intercession of our Blessed Mother Mary, she who is the guiding star of evangelization. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.